Last year, the American Dialect Society named the date of the 2001 terrorist attacks as the most important new term in America's vocabulary. But even they couldn't agree whether to say 9/11, 9/11, or September 11th. Commentator Geo Beach has a clear position on this matter.
Now that capitalism is replacing democracy as the lingua franca of 21st century culture, it seems inevitable that numbers have become capitalized. Everyone wants the 411 24/7 for all 24 time zones across the seven seas. Even the infinities of life are expressed on a scale of 1 to 10. When I was off duty as a firefighter, I'd moonlight on the grave shift at the dispatch center, where the majority of communication was numerically codified. 20D14, 1020. 1023 on the call. Control, 1028, Alaska, Bravo Echo, Charlie 693. If you convert those 10 code metrics, that prosaic exchange scans like this. Mike, where are you? Just arriving where you sent me. Geo, run a registration check on license plate BEC 693. And keying the microphone twice, that's a wordless and numberless. Okay. Even digits have a shorthand. Like much of government, a dispatch center uses numbers for names. But unless you're a cop, or you still have a CB radio in your pickup, what's more important today is the names we give numbers. So what's this current multiplication of 9/11? Nobody talks about dates like that. You may say the first for New Year's or the fourth for Independence Day, but have you ever heard anyone say Happy 1/1 or the Declaration of 7/4? What's up? I think people say 9/11 instead of September 11th because they think they're memorializing firefighters and police officers in the ultimate emergency. But nobody in the business would say that. It breaks the numeric grammar of 9/11. Silly as it may sound, in emergencies, children and some terrified adults have been confused looking for an 11 to dial on their phones. The only holiday that's predicated on a number is Armistice Day, now Veterans Day, when peace broke out at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. September 11th isn't a neat number. It's a tangle of deaths and lives that defies quantification. So don't grab the glib plastic handle manufactured to containerize it, like picking up a six-pack at the 7-Eleven. Save 9/11 for cute Porsche sports cars. Save 9/11 for emergencies. And spend a couple extra syllables pronouncing, not forgetting, the 11th of September.
Geo Beach lives in Homer, Alaska.